Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Maya Washington. She is out with a brand new book, Through the Banks of the Red Cedar, My Father and the Team That Changed the Game. The book is available everywhere. Maya has done basically everything in the art world, acted, directed, written poetry, creative, all kinds of stuff, creative educator. Maya, for purposes of this book, though, we need to know that your father is Gene Washington, the legendary star in the NFL and at Michigan State, played at the Vikings, so a lot of people in the Midwest remember him from there. But take me right to the title, because it's such a beautifully, artistically worded title, Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. Where did that come from?
Well, you know, my parents, I grew up hearing the Michigan State fight song, Through the Banks, well, on the banks of the Red Cedar, and that iconic melody line was just something that was drilled into my head my whole life. I hope that's okay for those other Big Ten fans out there that I gave that much song time to the fight song. But I came up with that title because my dad and his teammates did so much. They really changed the game as the first fully integrated college football team in America. And it's through that experience that my life was changed, but more importantly, generations were changed in terms of access to the game.
It's interesting to hear people who've written a book talk about where the idea from the book came from, because I think it's such a cliche question to ask, but you really trace this back to Bubba Smith's funeral. Can you tell me about that experience?
Yes, in 2011, my dad's teammate Bubba Smith passed away. And, you know, I only knew of Bubba Smith from the Police Academy movies. I thought it was cool that my dad had a movie star friend, but I did not grow up around football. I was born after my dad's career ended. And it was at the funeral that I started to hear some of these stories about Duffy Doherty being instrumental in creating this pipeline from the South to Michigan State. Bubba Smith's father is actually the one who recommended my dad for his opportunity at Michigan State. So without Bubba Smith, you and I wouldn't be talking right now.
Something I found interesting is before you even got to your dad's story in the book about coming up from the South, from Texas, to play at Michigan State, you referenced somebody who I think a lot of people in Iowa know, Jack Trice at Iowa State. How did his story dovetail into your father's story?
Well, I think it's so significant that you have that important history right there in Iowa. Jack Trice really was a pioneer, and we, for those of us who've grown up seeing black players in football, his story of being a first for Iowa State and basically losing his life in a game against Minnesota just really helps us get a sense of how intense it was for those who even preceded my dad. By the time my dad came around in the 60s, his team at Michigan State, we're saying, is the first fully integrated team, meaning the numbers look more like what they do today. But for years before that, there were really brave black men who were often the only one, and Jack Trice is one of those.
How instrumental was Bubba Smith and his father in getting your father to Michigan State in the first place?
I really don't think they would have found my dad if it weren't for the Smith family. Bubba Smith played in Beaumont, Texas, about 100 miles from where my dad grew up in LaPorte, Texas, during segregation. And during segregation, as a black high school, they could only play other black high schools. They had separation even in athletic leagues. And my dad actually lived a few blocks away from the high school in his own town, but couldn't go because of segregation. He had to be bused to Baytown, where he attended George Washington Carver. And Bubba's father, Willie Ray Smith Sr., was well-known in the Golden Triangle down there in Beaumont, Texas. And he had developed this relationship with Duffy Doherty that allowed him to not only recommend his players at Charlton Pollard High School, but was kind enough to say, there's another guy over there that you need to check out. You should definitely take a look at this kid named Eugene Washington. And Duffy Doherty and his scouts did, and really the rest is history. Without that opportunity from the Smith family, my dad may not have made it.
Something I think is interesting, I've been a football fan my entire life, and we hear about football players in retirement. We just think that that is the major part of their life. And as you grew up with your father, you seem to have no idea about the significance of his, not only really his football career, but the monumental changes that his team had at Michigan State. So when you started pulling at these threads, was it something that you were amazed at what you didn't know, even though you knew your father as well as anybody?
I mean, I was amazed, you know, to have lived my whole life and to be an adult going to a funeral with my dad and then starting to hear these stories. I knew about segregation in Texas. That was always part of my dad's narrative that he sort of shared with us at the dinner table and was very important to him that we understood what life was like for him. But to really kind of connect those threads, as you said, came after Bubba's death. And for me, it was really eye-opening because I didn't grow up a football fan. I definitely am a football fan now. When you spend this much time in football history and spending time following both the Vikings and Michigan State University now, I'm in a different place than I was. But in 2011 or 2012, when this started to really come together for me, I think a lot of it was that this significance was lost on my dad and his teammates. In their mind, they were just pursuing their goals of an education, living out their opportunities as college athletes. My dad was also an NCAA hurdling champion, and really those were the things that were on their mind. So it was with the distance of almost 50 years when Bubba passed away that they even began to appreciate the contribution that they'd made. They were very humble about their approach, and Duffy Doherty had a great boss in John A. Hanna at Michigan State, who was a chairperson of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. So there were all these other elements going on that made it possible for a pipeline from the South to occur. And I think I didn't know about it because it just wasn't something the general public was knowledgeable about. And for those teammates, this was just their life. You know, it wasn't, hey, I'm going to change the world kind of attitude. It was, we're going to win some football games. We're going to become national champions. And it took history and the span of 50 years to fully appreciate that.
What's it like to think about your father as an 18 to 22-year-old, essentially child? Because, you know, we always think of parents in this role of leaders of our families and these wisdom providers to us. But what's it like to put your mindset into his as really a kid that didn't fully understand the ways of the world?
I think it's just something that I feel like every adult should do, and maybe every teenager in that 18 to 22 category should do, but we don't. You know, that tends to be this real interesting time in our lives where we're trying to figure out who we are in the world, as you said, and where we fit. And it's remarkable to think about my dad coming of age at the peak of the civil rights movement in America. You know, we just celebrated the MLK holiday. Our country was very different. And so for him to go from a completely segregated environment to Michigan State, which was integrated, and be in the classroom with white students and students from around the world, to have white teachers, to live in a predominantly white community, all of those things were really fresh and new for him, and to do that thousands of miles away from home was pretty significant. I mean, he hadn't even eaten in a restaurant, let alone flown on a plane before his time at Michigan State. So for him and his other teammates from across the country, this was a really big deal, and I'm dumbfounded at the maturity, at the grace, at his ability to go after his dreams and be as successful as he was given the climate of the country and specifically his hometown at that time.
In addition to the book, there's a documentary that you've made, and it's also going to be shown on PBS here coming up in the coming weeks. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so the documentary actually is sort of what inspired the book. I really see them as companions to one another. So as a part of my research process, I actually started filming around 2012 and following up with my dad's teammates and some of the last living coaches at the time to learn more about this history. And it became a feature-length documentary that debuted in 2018 at the Detroit Free Press's Free Film Festival. I toured the country. We had a debut on the Big Ten Network in the fall of 2020 for just a short little run there. And we will have a home at PBS for the next 5 years. So it's really surreal and exciting that people who are already fans of the documentary are able to now read this book, which expands more on my family's story and some of that history, like Jack Trice and others. But those who kind of are just meeting us with the book, the film hopefully offers another opportunity to get to know us on screen and get to see this family, but also the team, the 2013-2014 Spartan football team that ended as the 100th Rose Bowl champions at the end of the year. So it was this wild thing that happened that I'm following football in the present alongside what was happening as I was learning more about my dad's history. So I do hope people will also check out the documentary. I'm so excited it's coming to PBS.
It's a fascinating story. It's an amazing American story. The book is Through the Banks of the Red Cedar, My Father and the Team That Changed the Game by Maya Washington, about her father, Gene Washington. The book's available everywhere. Check it out. Maya, just a fantastic read, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Thank you so much.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakulskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcasts. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.